The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Now it's time for girls' high school basketball as Highland travels to Smithville. Here is Matt Croy with a call on the game.
And good evening from the Berkey Fieldhouse. The second-ranked Highland Lady Hawks in Division 4 with a record of 17-2. They won five games in a row. They're taking on Smithville. The Lady Smithies, a record of 12-6, and they won two straight. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Slayball on the pregame show on WKLM.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer. A drill in a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371. Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Slayball, of course, getting ready for this matchup here on the road against Smithville. And you look a couple games ago, Brady, you able to get that win over Tuskegee Valley, kind of ramped up the IVC South Division title. How key was that to be able to get that IVC title kind of ramped up and kind of look ahead?
Hey, you know, I think that was something that meant a lot for our girls. It was something our seniors hadn't done since their freshman year, and the rest of these kids have never had an outright IVC title. So to get that on their floor in a great atmosphere, really good atmosphere, was exciting. And, you know, I felt like we played pretty well, shot the ball well, had 17 offensive rebounds, I think. So, yeah, we were pleased.
Tournament drawing, of course, this past Sunday, of course, got the top seed in the district. I can imagine pleased with your situation there in your Division 4 district.
Yeah, you know, as always, it's an exciting time of year, and you know, as the tournament draw comes around, it always brings back those, you know, that kind of March Madness energy and atmospheres, and I'm sure that we'll have some of those type atmospheres, you know, on the tournament trail. So yeah, excited to get rolling.
All right, on the road, as I mentioned, against Smithfield tonight. Of course, last year, your place kind of a slugfest there. Lost to them 30-17. How much has that been talked about? Are you guys going to just throw that away and look ahead as far as that matchup from a season ago?
Yeah, you know, I think it's two really good defensive teams, and that's what you had last year. It was a defensive slugfest. Both teams know each other pretty well. You know, we played open gyms and stuff with these guys all spring and summer, so both kids are going to know each other well, and about which team makes the most plays, 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds, you know, hitting some big shots, and hopefully we have a few more of those than they do.
I'll say, with that being said, obviously we know this team's been playing some great basketball here lately and truly have embraced those challenges here. As you mentioned, as far as the fifth balls, things like that, other than that, what has maybe stood out to you about this team and how they've been excelling here of late?
You know, I think they've really bought into it. It's not going to be the same person every night stepping up. And you know, it's whoever's willing to hit big shots, yes, but it's also, you know, who's got the best defensive matchups of the night? Who's taking a couple charges? Who's getting the offensive boards tonight? And, you know, they know that it's those little things that is getting them more and more playing time, and, you know, how they see the benefit from that, I think, in the long run. So, you know, those type of plays and stuff are really exciting for a team and, you know, for an atmosphere. So hopefully we can keep getting some of those little things.
With tournaments around the corner, Brady, which we just talked about, how important is it to have a game like this? You have Wayne Dale, of course, coming up on Monday. Have a couple games like this before a postseason begins.
Yeah, I think these couple games were kind of scheduled with that in mind, hoping for a little bit of a tournament atmosphere. But, you know, this is a high-level tournament team. So Smithfield is going to be district final, regionals, and have a chance to go to state again this year. So to get to have a team like that 20 minutes down the road is huge for us to, you know, have a chance to see where we stand right now.
All right, Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door, from access control systems to camera installations and gate operators. They're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
A season ago in early January, Highland take on Smithville in that game back at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. It was kind of a low-scoring, grinded-out defensive battle. Smithville defeated Highland at that time last year, 30-17. And in that contest, as far as the two teams are concerned, for Smithville, they would shoot for the game 25% from three-point range, 4 of 16. Highland went 2 for 23, though. Just 2 of 23 on three-pointers, just 9%. That was a big difference there. And Smithville shooting 28% from two-point range. Highland shot 13%. So neither team really shooting well on either side of the ball, but Highland really not shooting well in that particular matchup. And also, as far as the free throws are concerned, Smithville 4 of 8 for the foul line. Highland just 3 of 5 in that game from last season. In that game, Smithville also out-rebounding Highland 41-28. So Miss Smithville, big advantage on the boards in that matchup last year. We know that's certainly Highland has emphasized this year is the rebounding, no question about it, but lost the rebounding battle against Smithville last year at their pace. And also in that game, Smithville had 15 turnovers despite the win. Highland had just 8 in that game. Individually for the two teams, for Highland, leading the way for them in that lowest scoring affair, 7 points for Ashley Mullen in that contest. And also 3 points apiece for Joplin Yoder and Abby Miller. And for Smithville, in that victory last year, they were led by Naomi Kibe, who had 12 points in that game and 6 rebounds. Allie Wickens had 10 points and 9 boards. And that Smithville win last year, 30-17. Highland, of course, for them, they share the IBC South Division title last year, going 11-1 with Tuskegee Valley as well. And, of course, went 16-6 during regular season play overall. Smithville last year, they would win the co-champions of the Wayne County Athletic League. 3 teams would share the Wayne County Athletic League title, with Smithville, Wayndale, and Chippewa all finishing up at 12-2 in the conference. Smithville went 23-3 overall during the regular season last year. Highland, of course, advanced to the Division IV state semifinals, falling to the eventual state champions Tri-Village in that state semifinal game, 51-34. Smithville in Division III in the Northeast IV district, they would fall to Warrensville Heights in the district championship game by the final margin of 56-43 last year. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
Highland's only two losses this year coming at the Classic in the Country at the Reese Center, fell to two Division I schools, to Reynoldsburg, 55-46, and a 46-39 loss to Olmsted Falls. Highland overall a record of 17-2. They're the second-ranked team currently in Division IV. For Smithville out of Division III, for them, they lost to Wayndale early in the year on the road, 49-32 loss to them, a 44-34 loss, a 10-point loss to Maslin Jackson on the road, lost 52-42 at Chippewa, a 45-41 loss also at home to a very good Mansfield senior team, and of course lost 35-25 to Ottawa Glandorf at the Classic in the Country, and their last loss was their second loss to Chippewa, lost at home to the Chippewa Lady Chips by the score of 46-34. Smithville has a record of 12-6 on the season. For Highland, they're averaging just over 59.5 points per game, while Smithville is averaging 48 points per contest. Defensively, Highland is giving up just under 30 points per contest. The Smithies giving up 33 points per game defensively for them so far this year. Highland, of course, out of the IVC South Division, where they have captured the outright IVC South Division title, their 29th consecutive IVC Championship, going 12-0. Tuscany Valley finished up in second place at 9-2, Ridgewood 7-4, Indian Valley and Sandy Valley both 5-6, and also Garaway 1-10, Claymont 0-11. In the IVC North Division, Strasburg won the IVC North Division title. They went 11-0. East Canton 8-3, Buckeye Trails 6-5, Malvern is 5-5. Canton Valley 5-6, Newcomerstown 2-9, and TCC is 1-9. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Mansfield Senior West Olds tied at 12-1 atop of the conference. West Olds, of course, playing tomorrow night against Madison for a chance to clinch at least a share of their fourth consecutive OCC championship. After that, Lexington 8-5 in the conference, Ashland 7-7, Mount Vernon and Madison 4-9, Worcester is 3-10, New Philadelphia 2-10. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Latinoville is 16-1, Wayndale 15-4, Danville is 15-6, Now Triway is 14-4, West Holmes 14-5 overall, Central Christian a record of 9-10, and Garaway is 6-12. In the Wayne County Athletic League, it is Chippewa at 12-0. Wayndale is 10-2. Chippewa has clinched at least a share of the Wayne County Athletic League title. Smithville sits at third place at 9-3 in the Wayne County Athletic League. After that, Norway is 8-4, Northwestern 4-8, Downton 4-8, Hillsdale 1-11, and Rittman 0-12. We'll take a break. Troy Fritz alongside for the broadcast. We'll get some comments from him right after this on WKLM.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready-mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready-mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hi, this is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
Highland's first tournament game will be coming up for them, and on February 21st at 7 o'clock, they'll have a home game as the top seed against TCC. For Smithville, their first tournament game will be on February 24th, and that'll be a game at 1 o'clock against either Wycliffe or Independence. That game also will be here at the Berkey Fieldhouse for their contest as well. McCoy alongside Troy Fitz for the broadcast. Highland at Smithville, and should be a great matchup here tonight, Troy.
Well, it is. This is what Highland's looking for as they start to wind down their season. But Smithville, a very, very good ball team, Matt.
You look at last year, of course, Highland kind of lost the game on their home floor here, kind of an ugly game. I'm sure Highland doesn't forget about those things as they go on and take Smithville here on tonight.
That game last year might have been a turning point for Highland, Matt. I don't know if we've ever seen them score 17 points. It's been a long, long time since that happened. But, you know, I think that probably is something to help motivate them in the offseason, amongst other things. You know, making that run to the state tournament last year, I think that, and then they look back at a game like this and say, that's never going to happen again.
Yeah, Highland's played great basketball here, no question about that, this season. Here, Brady Stable talking in the pregame interview, not just embracing roles, but also wanting to win your matchup. And these girls certainly have been playing like that here throughout this season.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who they're up against, they're going to win that matchup, whether it's a team matchup or it's that individual matchup. The role players for Highland this year is what's impressed me, Matt. This bench and those players coming off the bench has continually gotten better and better to the point that I don't know who I'd want guarding me out there. Not any of them, I don't think.
No doubt about that. Now, for Smithville, they've had a terrific season here. Yeah. They've got their losses have all come to outstanding basketball teams this year, but I'm sure they'd like to get a win over a really good team here before tournament time.
Yeah, they're about the best 12-6 team you're going to find here, but this would be a big one for Smithfield. They could knock off Highland tonight, Matt.
We'll see what happens. Troy Fitz will have tonight's starting lineups in the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And tonight's starting last brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For the number two state-ranked Highland Lady Hawks, they'll be your visitors on the scoreboard tonight. They'll start with their 5'6 sophomore guard in Evie Mast, a 5'8 junior guard in Trish Troyer, a 5'10 senior guard in Mallory Stutzman, the 5'8 senior guard in Ashley Mullet, and in the middle for Highland, they'll go with their 5'11 junior forward in Joplin Yoder. For Smithville, coming in here 12-6 on the year, the home team tonight, they'll go with their 5'9 junior guard, Maddie Singer, a 6-foot senior guard in Naomi Kibe, 5'11 senior forward is Audrey Seidel, a 5'9 junior guard in Allie Wickens, and a 5'10 senior guard in Cameron Wickens for the Smithies.
Highland coached by Brady Stable in the second season. Smithville coached by Eric Nichols for the Lady Smithies. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz. It's Kenny Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FN95.3 as well as WKLMFN.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page as courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Casey Claxton producing tonight's live stream coverage. Carson Zoller is working the camera as well. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. Also, just to let you know, if you're tuning in to the video stream and looking for wrestling tonight, we are video live streaming wrestling tonight. Also, senior night, of course, over at West Olds in the Dungeon, West Olds, New Philadelphia, and also Downton. That's also on YouTube tonight as well. Matt Coyle alongside Troy Fritz, and we mentioned here should be a good atmosphere here tonight, Troy.
Well, it is a good atmosphere. Matt, we come in this gym night. You and I commented about this gym at Smithville. Gym has been we here since the 1970s early, but it's that old-style gym that's kind of timeless. It's a great place to watch a basketball game. You can hear the pep band. It feels like a tournament atmosphere. We're ready to go.
No doubt about that. Highland sporting their gray jerseys, gray shorts, and gray numerals in white trim. Smithville, white jerseys, white shorts, green numerals, and green and white trim. Jumping for Smithville, Naomi Kibe, a 6-foot senior. For Highland, Joplin Yoder, a 5'11 junior. There's the whistle. There's the toss. It'll be won by Smithville going from right to left in the first half from the Berkey Fieldhouse. Pass goes out top, the dribble now by a Singer to the right wing. She'll pick it up. Pass goes out top now to Audrey Seidel. Back in the left wing, dribble by Wickens to the top of the key. On the right point, back to Maddie Singer. She'll back it up near the midcore line. Singer now to the left wing. Bounce pass near side. Stolen away by Ashley Mullet. Rolls out of bounds. That'll be off of Smithville. And it will be the first turnover of the game on the Smithies.
Yeah, keep an eye down the low post. Joplin Yoder and Cameron Wickens going at it here early. That's going to be a battle down low.
Yes, it will. Highland going from left to right with it. Ashley Mullet across the half-court line. The Stutzman now the left wing. Grabbed by Trish Troyer. Her pass inside, knocked out of bounds off the hands of Troyer, and that will be a Highland turnover. So a turnover each way to start off the game.
Yeah, Smithville's got a really good defensive unit out there.
Inbounded by Cameron Wickens to the backcourt. Grabbed by Maddie Singer, the 5'9 junior guard, averaging 9.5 points per game. She'll take it across the timeline, working against Edie Bass to the right wing. Pass goes to the far side corner to Cameron Wickens. Dribbles it high on the right side. She'll spin around to the corner, gets the handoff. Drive to the foul line. Al top now goes to Audrey Seidel, back in the left corner, received by Singer. Singer holds onto it, now dribbles it to the top of the key. Hedged upon by Stutzman. Pass goes to the left wing. Jab step. Jab step again, now the dribble. On the left wing, grabbed by Cameron Wickens. Pass inside, knocked out of bounds by Trish Troyer. It'll be Smithville basketball.
Yeah, good job there by Trish on the rotation on the backside of the defense.
No score. About a minute into this first quarter. Embedded by Singer, goes out top now to Naomi Kibe. Kibe backs it in. Her shot left hand off the glass and good.
Nice, strong move by Kibe.
Over top of Joplin Yoder, it'll be Smithville 2-0 lead. Highland basketball the other way. Mullins pass inside, goes over to Joplin Yoder. Her layup going to be good, and a foul. Joplin Yoder, a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, that battle's developing early. Joplin said, watch this.
No doubt about that. Joplin Yoder, 5'11 junior post player, averaging 11.5 points per game. Off the assist from Ashley Mullet. She'll line it up. The free throw is going to be good. Completes the three-point play. Highland has their first lead at 3-2. Smithville basketball, 6.5 to play first quarter. And the dribble across the timeline by Cameron Wickens. Guarded by Ashley Mullet. Crossover left wing. Wickens picks it up now. Looking. Shovels a high on the left side. Back to Maddie Singer. Singer dribbles it against Mast out top. Now to the foul line. Backs it into the paint. She's cut off. Pass inside. Fumbled. Grab. Pass across the lane. Out of bounds. And it'll be off the hands of Joplin Yoder. So Smithville will keep the basketball.
Yeah, that was a nice dribble drive penetration there by Singer to set up that opportunity.
Singer now to inbound it. Does so out top. Chased down by Audrey Seidel. She'll get to it to the midcourt line. Back in the right side, passed into the right post. Going to be a foul called, I believe. Joplin Yoder was holding on to Naomi Kive.
Yeah, I think the officials caught the attention of those two banging down low already. He's going to watch that.
No doubt. And the Smithies will have it again to inbound beneath throw backboard. Goes out top, received by Kive. Left to the foul line, Singer. Dribbles it. Back to Kive. Three-pointer by Kive. Up in the air. Going to be off the mark. New rebound grab by Mallory Stutzman. Here's Mullis' pass. Front court for Highland. Right corner goes to Master. Three-pointer's no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Trish Troyer. She'll put it back up and in.
Another one of those offensive rebounds for Highland.
Troyer has her first 2-5-2 Highland advantage on a 5-0 run. Smithville basketball to the front court. Here's the handoff. Grabbed by Wickens. Hallie Wickens' pass goes cross-court to Maddie Singer. Near the midcourt line, Singer dribbles the right wing. Gets the handoff now. And the dribble by Kive out top. Her pass goes out of bounds. A little miscommunication that time. The second Smithville turnover.
That's what the Highland defense will do to you.
And the Lady Hawks have it. A 5-2 advantage. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. It'll be Kenna Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland has the ball in a three-point lead. Ashley Mullet to the front court. Fast pass goes to the far side over to the dribble by Habiger in the game now. Ellie Habiger with the pass goes out top now to Stutzman. Back in the right corner. Here's Evie Mass. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back to Habiger on the right point. Out top now to Stutzman. Left wing Mullet. Back in the corner goes to Evie Mass. Back out top to Stutzman. Head fake. Dribbles it. Gets the hand off. Just behind Mullet. She'll track it back down near midcourt. Ashley Mullet now on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Pass to the corner. Grabbing to the far side. Now the dribble to the foul line by Mass. Goes out top to Stutzman. Right wing now to Macy Mullet. Her cross court pass down to Ashley Mullet. Mullet out top. Dribbles it against that Smithville defense. Looking for somebody to come open.
Yeah, good defensive job here by Smithville.
Here's Mast to the foul line. Out top goes to Habiger. Habiger, shot from 15 feet away, going to be blocked. Rebound going to be picked up by Leah Kive. Smithies basketball the other way. Pass goes left wing to Singer. Deflected and knocked away by Mast. Highland gets the steal. Now the Stutzman to the front court. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. It'll be corralled by Macy Mullet. That was after the third Smithville turnover. Highland has it. Here's Stutzman. Drive. Her shot blocked to the floor. Grabbed by Macy Mullet. Back to Highland on the right side to Ashley Mullet. She'll back it up to reset the offense. Midway point of the first quarter. Highland has the ball. Macy Mullet now left wing. Out top goes to Habiger. Dribbles it to the foul line. Gets the handoff. Ashley Mullet now drive. Lane. Run up in the air by Ashley Mullet. She'll miss the shot. Rebound grabbed by Cameron Wickens. Smithville basketball in a great defensive stand there.
That was an excellent defensive stand by Smithville.
Smithies with the ball. Here's Singer across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing. Pass inside. Deflected. Goes out of bounds. And that will be off of Smithville's hands. And it'll be the fourth Smithville turnover.
Yeah, Highland's doing their job on the defensive end, too.
Great defenses both ways, no doubt about it. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game. Six Money's your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Highland ball on the left wing. Troyer's pass goes to Joplin Yoder, and she'll be held. A foul called from behind, and that'll be on Smith. They'll be placed on, for them, Leah Kive has her first personal foul.
And indeed, Joplin's really being active down low. They're keeping an eye on her, is Smithville.
Embedded left of the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Now to Habiger to the foul line. Gets the handoff. Ashley Mullet's 18-footers up in the air. She'll miss the shot. Rebound save, but now out of bounds. So indeed it will be Smithville with the basketball. 5-2 Highland stuck on that score right now with 3:23 to play in the first quarter. Inbounded by Allie Wickens, goes to Cameron Wickens. Highland sporting the 1-2-2 press on. Back to Singer, back to near side. Here's the dribble by Cameron Wickens across the timeline. Cross-court pass to Allie Wickens. Her pass goes to the corner now, goes to Leah Kime. Her cross-court pass received now by Audrey Seidel. Three-pointers up in the air, no good by Seidel. And rebound going to go accurately, a foul called. And I believe pushing off is going to be the call. And that'll be slapped on Leah Kime.
They did indeed. It's kind of away from the ball coming off that missed shot.
So foul on Seidel and Kibe now for Smithville. Highland has the basketball. 3 minutes to play in the first. Here's Ashley Mullett across the timeline directing traffic. Dribbles it, spins around to the lane. Her shot's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound will be corralled by Maddie Singer. Smithville ball. Singer across the timeline to the foul line. Backs it up out top. Takes the left wing, gets the pass off into the hands of Naomi Kibe. Her pass out top and out of bounds. Try to find Allie Wickens instead, the fifth Smithville turnover.
Well, Highland's doing such a great job playing defense away from the ball, closing down the passing lane. It's forcing these turnovers.
Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries you a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Drive by Joplin Yoder to the baseline. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound slapped away. Grabbed, however, by Tori Weaver in the game now for Highland. And to Ashley Mullett. She'll back it in. Mullett, scoop shot off the last. Going to be good. Mullett, her first two. Highland now a 7-2 advantage. Call Holmesville Electric, 330-279-4522. Smithies with the basketball, bounce pass to Singer, goes to the right wing. And the dribble now by Naomi Kibe to the foul circle. Gets the handoff down to Maddie Singer. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Now with it high on the right side to Audrey Seidel, dumps it inside. It'll be grabbed by Naomi Kibe, she'll bank it up and in.
Yeah, great look inside there by Seidel, getting the assist.
Highland had scored the last 7 points, so a big shot for Smithville, down 7-4 now. Pass inside the Yoder, right corner to Edie Master, three-pointer going to be knocked down.
If Edie gets her shot on track, that's good for Highland.
Certainly is, a 10-4 lead for the Lady Hawks in the first basket of the game for Edie Mast. Smithville has the basketball, 1.5 to play first quarter. Here's Allie Wickens' pass, goes right wing, three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. And a rebound grab by Allie Wickens. Now to Cameron Wickens. And offensive foul is going to be called. Cameron Wickens ran in, and that'll be the third team foul in Smithville. Cameron Wickens has her first personal foul and also the sixth turnover.
Yeah, we talked about that, Highland. Some role players, somebody comes in, take an offensive foul, and they did it.
And it will be Highland with the basketball. 10-4 Highland advantage, 1:19 to play in the first quarter. Macy Mullis to the front court, pass goes right side to Evie Mast, out top Joplin Yoder. Now the Stutzman left wing. Tussman drives to the lane. Little footer up in the air. No good. Rebound slapped away to the corner. And chased after a diving grab by Tori Weaver. And she'll be fouled on that loose ball attempt. And I believe going to be on Cameron Wickens with that foul.
And that's what Tori does for you. She comes in off the bench already, Matt. She's got two offensive boards. Now she's going to the free throw line.
Gets those hustle plays and have a second personal on Cameron Wickens. And Weaver will be at the foul line. That was actually the 15th foul on Smithville. So a bonus situation. Weaver lines it up, and it's going to be good on the first attempt. Tori Weaver, your 11th point on the season, 5'7 sophomore guard for this Highland team.
Yeah, you said 11 on the season, Matt. You know she's not the scoring leader, but man, what she does with her heart.
She knows her role for sure.
She does.
Both free throws are good by Weaver. 12-4 lead for Highland. Smithville has the basketball. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. To the front court, dribble by Singer, and going to be a foul called. With a hand behind her all the way, Evie Mast. Second team foul on Highland. Mast has her first.
Yeah, Evie got caught from behind, just couldn't catch up, got the reach.
Maddie Singer to inbound now. Smithy's down by 8. Trish Troyer getting set to check in. She will do so, replacing Tori Weaver. 12-4 Highland, 58 seconds to play in the first. Inbounded out top. It'll be grabbed by Allie Wickens. Wickens holds on to it, now dribbles it. Pass goes left wing. Inside goes into the pass into the Seidel, goes back out top. Back near the midcourt line, tracked down by Wickens. Smithies have it high on the right side. Singer with it, crossover out top, 40 seconds. The handoff to the corner goes to Naomi Kibe. Back out top, received now by Leah Kibe. Gets it over to Maddie Singer. 30 seconds to play. Fast pass goes inside the paint. Scoop shot left hand by Allie Wickens is good.
That was a great drive there by Allie Wickens.
Her first two, 12-6 Highland. Lady Hawks have it. Here's Ashley Mullet on the right wing. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Mullet, three-pointer left wing up of the air, going to be knocked down.
That's pretty.
Mullet has five, her first three-pointer, 15-6. Lady Hawks, and a pretty nice answer.
Oh, my.
8 seconds. Here's Singer. Pass to the corner. Dribbled by Leah Kibe to the baseline. Her layup off the last, no good. Rebound to Stutzman. And that will close out the first quarter. At the end of one from the Berkey Fieldhouse, it is Highland 15 and Smithville 6. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estate subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland was 2 of 4 on 3-point tries for 50%. Smithville 0 for 2. Highland 3 for 9 from 2-point range for 33%. Smithville was 3 of 5. And Highland 3 of 3 for the foul line. Smithville did not attempt the foul shot. To begin the second quarter, 3-pointer by Trish Troyer from the corner is no good. Rebound grabbed by Allie Wickens for the Smithies. Highland rebounding Smithville 8 to 5 in that first quarter. 6 turnovers for Smithville, 1 for Highland in that first quarter of play. Smithies basketball to begin the second pass to the right block. Who's inside? Layup is going to be good. And a foul. Maddie Singer in the post has a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, Maddie Singer going up strong on the right-hand side. Drew the foul. Got the bucket. And one coming.
First team foul of the quarter on the Lady Hawks. That foul going to be on Evie Mast. That's her second personal foul.
Good effort to get the ball inside to Maddie on that drive for Smithville.
Showing her versatility. As that 5'9 junior guard. Free throws up in the air, going to be good. 69% free throw shooter. She buries it. 3 points for her, 15-9 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball on the other end. Here's Ashley Mullis' pass. Right post to Joplin Yoder. Double team. Her shot off the last, going to be good.
Good strength shown there by Joplin.
She has five, 17-9 Highland. Smithville has the basketball. Just into the second. Singer across the timeline, guarded by Macy Mullet. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Singer backs it up high on the right. Now dribbles it near side. Bounce pass, fumbled, grabbed now on the left side by Audrey Seidel. Gets the handoff, drive by Singer to the foul circle. Back to the corner now, received by Naomi Kibe. Goes out top of the pass to Singer. Her three-pointer's high in the air, going to be knocked down.
Oh, my.
She can do it from there also, I guess.
Absolutely, stepped into one.
17-12 Highland from that three-point basket by Maddie Singer. Highland basketball. Ashley Mullis pass to Yoder. Back to Mullet. Her three-pointer's going to be good.
Ashley has developed such a quick release from outside.
Her second three-pointer, 8 points, Ashley Mullet. 20-12 lead for Highland. Mullet coming in, averaging 19 points per game. Smithville basketball. Singer to the front court. Dribbles it right wing. Picks it up. Bounce pass out top goes to Naomi Kibe. Dumps it inside. Goes to Cameron Wickens. Her layup off the last and good.
Yeah, they had the mismatch and a good recognition by Smithville.
Wickens has her first two, 20-14 Highland. Here's Ashley Mullen out top. On the left wing, the Trish Troyer. Inside, Joplin Yoder. Spins around. Her layup off the last and good.
Back and forth we go now.
Joplin now has seven. And 6:09 to play in the second. It's going to be a timeout, I believe, on the floor. 22-14 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Reminder to simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Smithville has the basketball out of the timeout. Singer has it out top. Bounce pass in the right point goes to Seidel. And pass inside. Going to be a little elbow being thrown, trying to establish position inside the paint. He'll be slapped on, I believe, at Naomi Kibe.
Yeah, they got her. Her and Joplin continue to battle down the paint. Joplin hit the floor, and they got Kibe on the foul.
And Kibe has her first team foul on Smithville. Highland has the ball and an 8-point lead. Ashley Mullett passed inside the Joplin Yoder, backs it in, head fake, her layup off last is no good, gets her own rebound and puts it back up. It's going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Naomi Kibe. Smithy's basketball, Singer to the front court, dribbles it, picks it up. Right of the foul line, the camera Wickens, she'll back it in. Wickens to the right post, spins around, her layup off the last, no good. Rebound chased down by Macy Mullett. Now to Ashley for Highland across the timeline. Into the corner, Torrey Weaver. Weaver to the baseline, dumps it inside, and stolen away by Wickens. Weaver got her hand back on the basketball, though, and ties it up. Here it does point to Smithville, but again, you love the hustle.
How about Torrey Weaver come here and tying that up? She did a great job on the defensive end down there, too, against Cameron Wickens, the 5'10 forward.
Certainly did. Reminder to stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Kenny Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Smithville has the basketball. Cameron Wickens across the timeline. And what? A whistle being blown?
Yeah, Brady Slayball is asking for them to take a look at Torrey Weaver. She kind of holding her left arm a little.
So she'll have to check out. And Trish Troyer will check in for her. Cameron Wickens, who inbounded at side court now for Smithville, lobs it to the corner. Pass goes inside and grabbed in there by Naomi Kibe, and she'll be fouled.
Yeah, they got Ellie Habegger on the foul. He got caught on the back there. She reached around.
Second team foul on Highland. And for Habegger, that'll be her first personal foul. Inbounded out top. Grabbed again by Naomi Kibe. Back to the corner now. Received by Allie Wickens. Back to Kibe. Grabs it back out top. A three-pointer by Leah Kibe. Going to be no good. Rebound. She's down to the corner. Grabbed by Trish Troyer. Highland basketball, but ball knocked down on the floor, diving after it. Ashley Mullett, as well as Cameron Wickens, and a held ball arrow points to Highland.
Yeah, Highland will keep it here, but I'll tell you, Smithville continues to battle here. They're playing extremely hard out there, Matt.
Both teams certainly going at it tonight in this first half, as expected. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Highland basketball. Ashley Mullett's pass goes out top to Troyer. Dribbles it. Lobs it right corner. Nobody there, but finally tracked down by Ashley Mullett. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound deflected, grabbed by Mullett. Highland still has it. Mullett on the left wing. Dribbles it out top, crossover. Back to the corner. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Rolls out of bounds. That'll be off of Highland. So Smithville will have it on the team rebound. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Known for their super soft style, Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at SixMonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Smithville basketball to the front court. Singer dribbles it out top. Back near midcourt. Shovel pass goes to the right wing. Received now by Allie Wickens. The handoff back to Singer. Singer holds onto it. Now dribbles it out top, pass inside to Cameron Wickens. Her layup off the glass and good.
Wickens is really strong in the post.
4 points, Cameron Wickens makes it a 6-point ball game. Highland up 22-16, 4 minutes to play in the half. Into the front court for Highland is Stutzman, out top Ashley Mullett. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. On the right point, Joplin Yoder now dribbles it out top. Spins around, shovels it down to Ashley Mullett high on the right side, and she'll call out the play. Mullett near midcourt, now to Stutzman. Left wing to Macy Mullett to Joplin Yoder. Dumps inside to Stutzman. Her shot is off the glass and good.
Great execution by Highland. Joplin Yoder on the assist.
Stutzman has her first two. 24-16 Highland. Smithy's basketball. Here's Cameron Wickens across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. Takes it out top against Ashley Mullett. Bow back to the corner. Dribble and the pass goes out top by Allie Wickens. Left wing to Singer. Singer to the foul line. Gets the handoff. And the dribble on the left point by Leah Kibe. Kicks the left wing to Cameron Wickens. She'll track it back down. Wickens to the foul line. Spins around. Kicks the right wing to Singer. Singer to the baseline. She'll be cut off. Cross-court pass. Receiving a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good by Naomi Kibe. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball. Here's Ashley Mullett. Dribbles it across the timeline. Back to the corner to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound to Leah Kibe. The sophomore gets it out top. Her pass front court goes to Cameron Wickens. Wickens to the corner. Backs it in. Picks it up. Now to Leah Kibe. Back out top to Allie Wickens. So the left wing. Now over to Naomi Kibe. Three-quarter to the corner by Singer. In and out. No good. Rebound to the four. Going to be a loose ball foul called. Great box out inside by Ashley Mullett. And Leah Kibe went over her back.
Yeah, Ashley Mullett did a great job. Definitely give up the size advantage there. But Ashley Mullett's a little tired right now. She should be. She's really exuding herself on the defensive end.
No doubt. Second personal Leah Kibe. Second team foul on Smithville. And out there, Ashley Mullett along with Ellie Hamburger on the floor for Highland. Evie Mast and Trish Troyer and Joplin Yoder for the Lady Hawks. 2.5 to play, second quarter. Ashley Mullett to the front court, up 24-16. Her pass inside, going to be thrown away. That's a turnover, the third on Highland. Into the front court, here's Leah Kibe for Smithville. Pass inside, deflected, out of bounds by Hamburger. It'll stay with Smithville.
Yeah, good defensive recovery there by Ellie, knock out of bounds.
2:10 to play in the half. Cameron Wickens to inbound. She does so out top. Goes to Naomi Kibe. Dumps it inside now to Wickens. Backs it in. Back to Kibe. Back to Wickens. And forced pass grabbed by Cameron Wickens somehow. Her shot going to be blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound goes to Ashley Mullen. Into the front court. Now to Evie Mast. Mast to the corner. And going to be a double dribble call, I believe.
Yeah, she turned it over there on her hip.
So Highland has their fourth turnover. Mallory Sussman checking in for Joplin Yoder. Well, you mentioned some players' hands on their hips, so that's because they're playing really, really hard.
Yeah, there's some fatigue out there, and they should be fatigued. Both of these teams, both sides, Matt, they are just, this defensive intensity has been impressive tonight.
Yes, it has. Under 2 minutes to play in the half, 24-16 Highland. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. We're also on FM95.3 and WKLMFM.com. McRoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast tonight. Smithville has the basketball. Under the basket, the Cameron Wickens goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover, the seventh on the Smithies.
Yeah, another good ball denial inside by Highland, just closing off the passing lanes.
Macy Mullett in, as well as Joplin Yoder. Ashley Mullett will finally get that well-deserved rest, as well as checking out will be Macy Miller.
Yeah, Macy Miller come in, gave him a few good quality seconds off the bench.
1:40 to play in the half, Highland ball. Macy Mullett's pass goes right wing to Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the baseline, backs it in, spins around, kicks it right wing to Macy Mullett. Her shot from the baseline, high in the air, going to be no good. Missed everything, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Haviger's hands, and Smithville will have the ball. 24-16, Highland with the advantage. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Inbounded to Maddie Singer. Dribbles it against Mast in the backcourt. Singer now across the timeline. Takes it left wing. Spins around out top. On the right wing, Cameron Wickens. Picks it up. Goes out top of the pass. Down to Audrey Seidel. Back in the corner now to Allie Wickens. Drive. Lane. Her layup left hand. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Thought for a dive and grab by Allie Wickens. She'll grab it, but she also throws it away. Highland basketball. Here's Stutzman to the front court. Picks it up. That was the eighth Smithville turnover. Dropping the order for a three-pointer. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound corralled by Naomi Kime. Smithville basketball. Allie Wickens to the front court, drives to the lane, kicks it left wing back over to Naomi Kime. Back in the right corner, received by Seidel. 40 seconds to play in the half. Out top to Allie Wickens. Thought about it, now dribbles it. Picks it up, looking, pass to the far side, Cameron Wickens. Dumps it right post, deflected out of bounds. That'll be off of Stutzman's hands.
Yeah, good job there by Malice. Kibe had a little bit of an opening there on the inside.
Ashley Mullen now checking back in for Evie Mast and also Trish Troyer. Is checking in for Highland and show her place, Macy Mullett. Smithville to inbound beneath their own backboard. Inbound on the back inside the paint to Cameron Wickens. Her shot left hand is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. Rebound actually stolen away after that by Cameron Wickens. So the rebound, then the turnover. Highland has their fifth. And now the Smithies have it with 18 seconds to play in the half. Near midcourt, here's Singer with the dribble. Takes the right wing. Singer backs it up. 8 seconds. Goes out top with it. Pass by Cameron Wickens. Goes inside to Naomi Kibe. Knocked out of bounds, though. And it'll be Smithville basketball with 4.4 seconds to go.
Yeah, good job in the double team there. Ashley Mullett sagged and got the front defense on Kibe.
Macy Mullett is in. Trish Troyer checking out. Inbounded to the corner. Here's Singer. Right wing, three-pointers up in the air, going to be partially blocked. Rebound, Stutzman, and that will close out the first half of action. Halftime score from the Berkey Fieldhouse, Highland 24 and Smithville 16. Back around the recap of the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is halftime from Smithville, and Highland has a 24-16 advantage over the Lady Smithies. Highland led 15-6 after one. Smithville outscoring Highland 10-9 in a tightly contested second quarter. Now Highland has that 8-point halftime lead, 24-16. Leading the way for Highland, Ashley Mullet in the first half. Mullet was 2-for-3 on 3-point tries, 1-for-4 from 2-point range. Ashley Mullet had 8 first half points. Joplin Yoder in that first half, she was solid, going 0-for-1 on 3-point tries, but 3-for-5 from 2-point range and 1-for-1 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 7. Also, 3 points for Evie Mast and 2 points apiece for Mallory Stutzman, Trish Troyer, and Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 24. For Smithville, leading the way, that was Maddie Singer, as the guard went 1-for-3 on 3-point tries, 1-for-1 from 2-point range, 1-for-1 for the foul line as well. Singer had 6 first half points. Also, 4 points apiece for Naomi Kibe and Cameron Wickens, 2 points scored by Allie Wickens, running out the Smithies total of 16. Halftime score, Highland 24, Smithville 16. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For Highland in that first half, they would go 3 of 10 behind the arc for 30%. Highland or Smithville would go just 1 of 7. From two-point range, it'll be Highland going 6 of 14, good for 43%, while the Lady Smithies would go 6 of 12, good for 50%. Both teams perfect at the free throw line. Smithville 1 of 1. Highland would go 3 of 3. Rebounding advantage goes to Highland. They grab 17 in the first half to 10 for Smithies. And Smithville will commit 8 turnovers to Highland's 5 in the first half.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland. 3 boards for Mallory Stutzman in that first half. And 2 boards apiece. Actually, 3 rebounds also for Trish Troyer in that first half. And for Smithville, leading the way, 3 rebounds for Allie Wickens in that first half of action. 24-16 lead for Highland. Again, 2 great defenses on display in that first half, Troy.
Well, there's nothing fancy going on out here tonight, Matt. This is just two good teams with a lot of good athletes, and they're rolling up their sleeves and playing a lot of defense against each other. I don't think we're going to see any zones tonight, Matt. These teams are coming out here, and they're going out of nose to nose, and it's been a good one.
No question about that. Maybe a big difference in that first half were 2 players, Joplin Yoder doing what she was able to do, and, of course, Ashley Mullen.
Well, we talked about Joplin. I think they forgot to feed her before the game because she's playing a little bit of an attitude out there tonight. But, I mean, it's been a battle down the post. You're watching away from the ball. You know, Kybe and Joplin are down there just banging pretty hard at it, but Joplin's had a strong first half, and Ashley, what do you say? Ashley is Ashley. She's playing her game. You know, she's so good on the offensive end, but her defense is what really impresses me. Her quickness. Her quickness has been on another level this year, not just her feet, but her hands. I mean, she got hand speed that I think Mike Tyson will be jealous of, Matt.
Just amazing. No question about that.
No doubt.
Halftime score, Highland 24, Smithville 16. Back after this for the second half on WKLM.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn-and-split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Just a reminder, we are video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Casey Claxon is producing tonight's live stream coverage. Carson Zoller working the cameras, and you can go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, and to find the Highland Smithville live stream for tonight's game. We're also, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Kenna Howell working the controls back at the studio for the broadcast tonight. Matt Croy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast as we begin the start of the second half. And we'll see who's going to hand the ball first as we get things going. Highland Smithville came in with that record of 12-6. Highland, a record of 17-2, and this game has not disappointed so far.
No, it's been a really good game here, and I think both teams are getting what they want out of this matchup.
Cameron Wickens and Madison for Smithville, who will have the ball first, going from left to right. Maddie Spinger now has it in the front court. Bounce pass goes to Wickens on the right wing. Picks it up. Looking, no dribble. Their pass goes to the corner now, finally the Singer. On the right post, goes over to Naomi Kibe. She'll bank it in.
Boy, they went right at her. Kibe, nice strong move.
She has 6 points, 24-18 Highland. They'll have the ball now, going from right to left in the second half. Ashley Mullett has it out top, calls out the play. Well, starts at it down to the right wing. Shovels it out top. The Smithsman, her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound will be corralled inside by Maddie Singer. Smithville basketball down by six early in the third quarter. To the front court now to Allie Wickens. Back in the left wing to Cameron Wickens. Gets it out top to Allie. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Gets the handoff now. On the dribble out top by Naomi Kibe to Cameron Wickens. She'll pick it up too soon. Looking. Bounce pass goes to the corner to Maddie Singer. Singer to the baseline. Her layup going to be off the last and good.
Nice strength and quickness by Maddie Singer.
She has 8 points now. A four-point ball game. Highland ball. Bullets pass inside the Joplin Yoder. Her shot up can be knocked down.
Nice shoulder check by Joplin to find the defender. That's a good move.
9 points Joplin Yoder. 26-20 Highland. Smithville basketball. 6:45 to play in the third quarter. Allie Wickens dribbles it out top. Working against Trish Troyer. Bounce pass to the left wing. Cameron Wickens holds onto it and gets a pass off top of the key to Naomi Kibe. Her three-pointers high in the air. Going to be knocked down.
The answer.
Naomi Kibe now has 5 of the quarter, 9 for the ballgame. 26-23 Highland. Pass by Mullett inside Joplin Yoder, and she'll be fouled right away. Hand on her back by Audrey Seidel.
Listen, Smithville's well aware of where Joplin's at. They're putting the body on her at all times. They're really giving her the fits down there.
Really are, doing what they can. Second personal in Seidel. First team foul in Smithville. As Evie Mast will check out. Macy Mullett in. Inbounded to Joplin Yoder. Her shot no good. Off the inbounds pass. Rebound to Cameron Wickens. Smithville basketball to the front court. Here's Maddie Singer. Dribbles it out top. Spins around against Macy Mullett to the right wing. Gets the handoff. Dribbled by Cameron Wickens to the paint. Spins around. Right post. Shovels it out top. Dribbled now by Audrey Seidel. Drive. Runner by Seidel. Left hand. No good. Rebound. Fought for and going to be grabbed by Cameron Wickens, and she's going to be fouled. First team foul on Highland coming in this third quarter. Call that on Joplin Yoder. That'll be her second.
Yeah, Smithville's come out of locker room with a little bit of purpose here in this third period.
Certainly have. Inbounded out top. Grabbed by Audrey Seidel. Dumps it inside. Deflected on the floor. Stolen away. Ashley Willis pass goes to the Stutzman. She'll grab it. Layup by Stutzman. Off the glass. No good, though. Rebound grabbed by Allie Wickens. They'll dodge the bullet after Smithville committed their ninth turnover of the game. The Highland does not convert. Smithy's basketball. Singer across the timeline. 5.5 to play third quarter. Singer top of the key. Now to the right point. Still with it. Shovels a pass on the left point to Allie Wickens. Back of the corner. Three-pointer up there. Going to be no good by Seidel. Rebound grabbed by Ashley Mullett. Highland ball. Mullett to the front court. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. Back to Ashley Mullett. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to Joplin Yoder. Yoder rips it away. And what? Going to be a held ball. And the arrow does point to Highland.
Yeah, actually, Allie Wiggins got her hands in there to tie that one up.
Ellie Hamburger will check in. Trish Troyer, Joplin Yoder both checking out for Highland. Edie Mast back in as well. And also Leah Kibe checking in, replacing Audrey Seidel for Smithville. Highland to inbound. Habecker's pass to the corner goes to Macy Mullett. Now to Ashley on the right wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. 15-footer up in the air by Ashley Mullett. Going to be knocked down.
Did a great job creating space with the step-back jumper.
And 10 points now for Ashley Mullett. 28-23 Highland. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Smithville basketball. Allie Wickens with it high on the left. Dribbles it out top. On the right wing, the Singer. Her three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Left her wide open, but Highland dodged the bullet. Rebound grabbed by Leah Kibe. And now stolen away by Macy Mullett. Highland ball the other way. They hand off Ashley Mullett. Three-pointer by Ashley. No good. Rebound, however, grabbed by Habegger. Three-pointer now by Stutzman. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Macy Mullett. Now to Ashley on the left wing. Highland still with the basketball. Ashley backs it up out top. Now to the foul line, to the corner, to Macy Mullett. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Smithville's Allie Wickens. Smithy's basketball down by five. Drive, lane, layup by Singer is good.
Nice drive coast to coast.
10 points, Singer. Timeout called. 4:14 to play in the third. Highland 28, Smithville 25. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
Valentine's Day isn't that far away. Stop by the jewelry store for a set of sterling silver earrings, necklaces, or a shiny new ring, and get a great selection of watches for the guys, too. Shop for Valentine's Day at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. It'll be Highland basketball out of the timeout. They have a three-point lead, midway point now of the third quarter. Fast pass, Trish Schroyer left wing, out top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line, backs into the right post, falls down, but that's because she was tripped by Audrey Seidel, says the official.
Yeah, tough call. The Smithville fans didn't like it, but there was some contact there. This official's done a great job tonight with this game.
Really has. Third personal on Seidel, second team foul on the Smithies. Inbound to the corner of the Joplin Yoder. Yoder backs into the baseline, right post, knock loose. She'll track it back down to the corner. Good defense by Seidel.
Absolutely.
And finally, a reaching foul, though, and that's not what you want there because Seidel's going to get slapped now with her fourth personal foul.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. Did a great job in defense till that last little reach, and that got her.
13 foul the Smithies, and Seidel, of course, will have to check out. Allie Wickens will check in. Habegger will have a seat. Trish Troyer back into the ballgame along with Evie Mass, Joplin Yoder, Mallory Stutzman, and Ashley Mullett. Out top to Stutzman, now to Ashley Mullett. Drive, lane, shot left hand, no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor, out of bounds off of Smithville. Highland will keep it. 3:47 to play, third quarter. Highland is up 28-25, and they had the basketball. Ashley Mullett into the corner to Joplin Yoder. Her pass deflected and stolen away. Highland has their sixth turnover. Smithy's basketball. Here's Cameron Wickens to the front court. Hands it off to Maddie Singer. Has it near midcourt. Singer dribbles it. Bounce pass. Cameron Wickens now on the right wing. Out top, Leah Kibe to Cameron Wickens. Dumps it inside. Grabbed now by Allie Wickens to the right post. Back in the corner to Singer. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down.
Bingo.
Tied up.
How about that?
Big quarter, Maddie Singer. Now 7 points in the third. Drive, pass to the corner to Trish Troyer for Highland. Out top to Stutzman, her three-pointer going to be good.
The answer.
Mallory Stutzman, her first three-pointer tonight comes at a good time. 5 points for Stutzman, 31-28 Highland. 3 minutes to play in the third. Smithville basketball, Singer dribbles the left wing. Bounce pass to the corner, nobody there. Miscommunications, the 11th Smithville turnover.
Yeah, great defense out there by Evie Mash caused that turnover.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. We'll have all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland basketball. Ashley Mullett to the right wing. Dribbles it, now pass out top to Stutzman. Dribbles it left side. Back out top, grabbed by Ashley Mullett. Dumps it inside, Joplin Yoder to the right post. Yoder shot up, going to be no good. Great defense again, rebound grabbed by Maddie Singer. That time was Naomi Kibe defending her inside. Kibe shaken up, though, at the end of that play. An official stopping play with the whistle.
Well, no surprise there the way these girls are playing here. Like, it's been clean, Matt, but it's been physical and it's been tough.
Yeah,
I've
been playing tough, no question about it. Like a tournament type of game.
Oh, it is indeed here. It's been a well-played game both sides. Great athletes on the floor.
And show you how tough Kybe is, she's going to stay out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
She does not want to come out.
I wouldn't either.
Smith, though, has the ball. 2.5 to play third quarter. Singer's bounce pass goes to Naomi Kybe. Cross-court pass to Cameron Wickens. Wickens dribbles it. Backs it in. Picks it up. Out top to Allie Wickens. She'll dribble it. Gets the bounce pass to Singer. She'll reset the offense near midcourt. Singer now to the right wing. Pass to your side. Grabbed by Cameron Wickens. Back to Singer in the corner. Dumps it inside now over to Naomi Kybe. Her layup high in the air. Missed everything. Rebound finally grabbed by Trish Troyer. Highland ball in a three-point lead. Ashley Mullet to the front court. 1:50 to play in the third. Mullet directing traffic. Now the Trish Troyer out top to Ashley Mullet. Mullet left wing. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder backs it in. Her shot up going to be no good, but a foul called. A little hesitation of the call, and they're going to call a blocking foul on that call.
Yeah, that was like a 50-50 there. Joplin's a little physical there, but there was body on the other side. If you're watching this game at home on YouTube, I mean, watch that battle down low.
Yes.
with Joplin Yoder and Kybe. It is a dandy.
Yes, it is. Free throw up going to be good on the bounce. Kyber's second personal foul, by the way. 14 foul on Smithville. Joplin Yoder now up to 10 points. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game. Look them up on Facebook and also on the web, sixmoneys.com. And free throw good as well by Joplin Yoder. She now has 11. 33-28 lead for Highland, and Joplin Yoder will get a well-deserved rest.
Yeah, she's 3-for-3 at the line, doing the job there as well.
5-point advantage for Highland. 1.5 to play third quarter. Smithville has the basketball. Singer at three-quarters court, and she'll be fouled a little too close. Defensively was Macy Mullet with that foul.
Yeah, all these players are playing hard. Macy Mullet, the freshman coming in for Highland here, doing her part.
Her first personal, second team foul on the Lady Hawks in the third. Inbounded to Singer again. Singer dribbles it across midcourt. Bounce pass corralled by Cameron Wickens. Back in the left wing, Allie Wickens goes out top of the pass to Maddie Singer. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Missed everything that time. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Highland with the basketball. 1:17 to play in the third. Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast this evening. And Highland has the ball. Stutzman on the left wing goes out top. Stutzman to Macy Mullet. Now to Trish Troyer. Left wing to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound will be grabbed inside by Leah Kybe. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Smithy's basketball. Singer on the right wing. Singer dribbles it. Picks it up. Pass inside is stolen away by Ashley Mullen. The 12th Smithville turnover. Ball pass to the front court to Habinger. She gets called for the stutter steps. And that's the 7th turnover on Highland.
Well, she got a little bit excited because she saw Mal Stutzman filling that lane on the left that she just drug her foot.
42 seconds to play in the third. Is it'll be Faith Lingacker, 5'7 freshman, checking in for the Smithies. Inbounded and grabbed by Cameron Wickens for Smithville. She'll dribble it across the timeline. Again, working against Ashley Mullet. Poke loose. Mullet going in for the steal. Rolls out of bounds. It'll be a blocking foul going to be in the call. On who?
If they're going to get that on, they got it on Smithville. Huh. Wickens.
How about that? So, steal and the foul. The 15th foul on Smithville. Cameron Wickens has her third personal foul and also their 13th turnover. Just great defense by Ashley Mullet.
Yeah, kind of a tough call there in a loose ball situation, but great defense by Ashley, as you said, Matt.
Double bonus situation. Mullet at the foul line. She'll knock down the first free throw. She now has 11 points tonight. 33 seconds to play. 34-28 lead for Highland. Second free throw's up. Going to be good. Buries them both. 12 points for Ashley Mullet. 35-28. Highland a 7-point lead. Smithville basketball. Into the front court. Pass grabbed on the left wing. Almost thrown away. The grab by Leah Kybe. Out top to Cameron Wickens. Back in the left wing. Proceed now by Allie Wickens. Back in the corner to Leah Kybe. And a foul called, I believe, inside defending Naomi Kibe inside for the paint for Highland.
Well, Kibe's going to try and take advantage of this here because Joplin Yetter's on the bench taking a breather, so she's got a little bit of a mismatch with Ellie Habager.
Second personal on Habager and 13 foul on Highland. Him batted out top goes to Naomi Kibe. Three-pointer by Kibe up in the air, going to be short. Rebound to the four, going to be fought for and tied up. Arrow going to point to Smithville. So they'll keep it now with 11 and a half seconds to play. And a wind down will be Cameron Wickens beneath her own backboard. Her pass goes out top now to Allie Wickens. Back in the corner. Three-pointer actually passed inside. Instead goes over to Naomi Kibe. She lost it out of bounds, and that will be a turnover of the 14th on the Smithies.
Yeah, she found herself a little bit more open than she thought. Just lost it out of bounds.
Joplin Yoder in now for Ellie Habager. 5.5 seconds to play third quarter. And batted by Stutzman goes to Ashley Mullett. Mullett across the timeline. To the right wing. Her shot for the foul line is going to be no good. Rebound put back by Joplin Yoder is going to be good. Count that bucket for Joplin Yoder.
How about that coming off the bench?
At the end of three, Highland 37 and Smithville 28. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Highland outscoring Smithville 13-12 in that third quarter of play. All ready for the start of the fourth quarter of action. And Highland has the basketball. Pass goes left wing to Mallory Stutzman. Stutzman holds onto it. Shovels it out top to Ashley Mullett. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Maddie Singer. Smithville basketball the other way. Pass inside. Going to be corralled. Layup is going to be good by Allie Wickens. Wickens has four, her second bucket, 37-30 Highland. And again, some physical battle inside between Joplin Yoder continues along with Naomi Kibe this time. There's a foul that's going to be called on Kibe, I believe.
I'm sure those two know each other, but if you didn't know that, you'd think they wouldn't like each other, man.
No doubt. I think they're going to call foul both ways.
Oh, I think they did. Probably the right call.
Yeah. So Kibe are third, and third personal on Joplin Yoder as well. Highland ball, Stutzman inbounds it. Her shot, a shot by Ashley Mullett, no good from the foul circle. Rebound grab under the basket by Stutzman. Her putback can be good with the left hand. Mallory Stutzman with the putback. She has seven.
Yeah, big offensive board for Mal.
39-30 Highland. Smithville basketball. Here's Singer with the left wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Singer backs it up. Back in the left wing, three-pointer up in the air by Allie Wickens. Going to be no good. Rebound, however, chased down to the corner. Grabbed by Cameron Wickens. No, that's out of bounds. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland was 1-5 on three-point tries for 20%. Smithville 2-6 for 38%. Highland 2-9 from two-point range, just 18% shooting in the third. Smithville 3-5 for 60%. Highland 4-4 for the foul line. Smithies did not attempt the foul shot. Highland ball, three-pointer by Mallory. This one going to be no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Macy Mullen. Highland still with the ball. Ashley Mullen try, back to the corner, a wide-open Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is no good, though. Rebound going to be grabbed by Naomi Kibe and be a foul called, I believe, on Macy Mullen after she got that rebound. Also in the third, each team had 8 rebounds, 6 turnovers for Smithville, 2 turnovers for Highland in that third quarter of play. Second personal on Macy Mullett. 2 team fouls on Highland so far in this fourth quarter. Smithville has the ball, down by 9. Into the front court, Cameron Wickens out top. Pass goes to the left wing, the Singer. Singer to the baseline. Her layup going to be no good, but she was hacked on the arm. And under the basket, that foul going to be slapped on Macy Mullett, her third personal.
Yeah, Maddie Singer did a great job driving baseline left. She got a step on Macy Mullett, got her to commit the foul.
Maddie Singer, 13 points tonight for the 5'9 junior. Again, averaging just under 10 points per game.
Outstanding player.
Yes, she is. Free throw knocked down, nothing but net. 39-31 Highland. As now Edie Masters in, Macy Mowat will have a seat. Second free throw by Singer. That is up, and that is going to be good. Buries them both. 15 points, Maddie Singer.
3 for 3 from the line.
39-32 Highland. They have the ball. Ashley Mowat now to the front court. 6:20 to play in the fourth. To Joplin Yoder to the corner. Yoder drive, lane. Her runner up in the air. Going to be good.
That was a good take by Joplin. A little head fake into the floor she went.
And she has 15. 41-32 Highland. Smithy's basketball to the front court now. Allie Wickens with it high on the right. Dribbles it out top, past the Cameron Wickens. Into the corner now, three-pointer goes up in the air by Naomi Keim. No good. Rebound to Stutzman. Highland basketball the other way. Ashley Willis pass goes to Joplin Yoder, grabs it, and what? Going to be a travel call as she tried to grab it under the basket instead. The eighth Highland turnover.
Yep, tried to plant that pivot foot and a little slide.
She'll check out, and now in is Ellie Habiger. 41-32 Highland, 6 minutes to go. Smithville basketball, Cameron Wickens across the timeline. Working against Ashley Mullen. Bounce pass goes to the right wing to Singer. Singer holds onto it against Evie Mast. Pass to the right post goes to Cameron Wickens. Double team, and she'll be knocked to the floor. Foul called on Habiger. It'll be the 14th foul on Highland. It would be Habiger's third personal.
Yeah, they continue to do battle with Naomi Keib down there. Just a very physical presence down the post for Smithville. An outstanding ball player.
Yes, she is. They're going to call that instead on Trish Toyer, her first. Embedded to Allie Wickens for the right post. Inside goes to Naomi Keib. Crosser pass to Singer to the corner. Her three-pointer knocked down.
Nice looking shot from the corner by Maddie Singer.
Maddie Singer, what a game tonight. 18 points now. 41-35 Highland. Timeout called. 5.5 to go. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, for quality and service, never go out of style. Highland has the basketball. Ashley Mullen out top. Pass inside to Joplin Yoder, but well defended. It goes out of bounds. The Highland has their ninth turnover of the game.
Yeah, that was a great job defense. They just didn't leave any room to drop that in there. It goes out of bounds.
5:17 to play. 41-35 Highland. Smithies had the ball. In the backcourt, Cameron Wickens dribbles it. Now across the timeline. Pass to the left wing. Grabbed by Naomi Keim. Out top to Cameron Wickens. Wickens dribbles the right point. Pass inside. Going to be grabbed now by Allie Wickens. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Naomi Keim. It's going to be knocked down.
Boy, she's good from outside as well. You don't want to leave her open.
12 points, Naomi Keim. That's her second three-pointer. 41-38 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball. Ashley Mullet out top. Now the Joplin Yoder. She'll dribble it. Back to Ashley Mullet, left wing. Inside the Joplin Yoder. Her shot up going to be blocked, but a foul is called on the attempted block by Naomi Keib.
Yeah, Keib was moving backwards a little bit, and that's the only thing that got her in trouble. If her feet were set, she would have drew the charge.
And that's going to be a foul on her, I believe, going to be her fifth personal foul. I had her for four, but it looks like it's her fifth personal foul.
Well, that's a tough call there. Great game there by the six-foot senior.
No doubt. So Leah Kai will check in for her, but Naomi Kai, big loss. With 12 points, she'll foul out with 4:40 to play.
She is a presence inside. My goodness.
Joplin Yoder, meanwhile, is at the charity stripe. That free throw is up, going to be good. And now 16 points for Joplin Yoder tonight. Again, came in averaging 11.5 a game for the 5'11 junior. That free throw's up, going to be good as well.
5 for 5 from the line.
Still knocking down all those free throws. 43-38 Highland. Smithville has the basketball. Cameron Wickens dribbles it at three-quarter score. Now across the timeline. Pass to the right wing, the Singer. Singer holds onto it, now dribbles it to the baseline. Her shot up in the air, going to be in and out. No good, but she drew the foul on Evie Mast. 15 foul on Highland. Mast has her third.
Yeah, that was a great job there by Singer. Defending, taking the defender with her left hand, getting the shot with the right, creating space. That was well done.
Yes, it was. Maddie Singer, good-looking basketball player. 18 points for her on the night. Looking to add on to that, and then that first free throw is no good. She'll have one more to go. 4:25 to play. 5-point lead for Highland right now. The second free throw's up. That's going to be good. 19 points, Maddie Singer. 43-39 Highland. Lady Hawks have it. Ashley Millett to the front court. Has it outside. Now to the left wing. Into the corner to the Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Allie Wickens. Smithies have it. Wickens to the front court. To the foul line. Down to the baseline. Back to the corner. Cameron Wickens now has it. Back to Allie to the right corner. She'll dribble it, crossover, lost the handle though, goes out of bounds trying to move around Ashley Mullett. Instead, the 15th Smithville turnover.
Highland's defense continues to deny the inside.
McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast as we get to the midway point of the fourth quarter. Highland has the ball. Ashley Mullett out top, 43-39 Lady Hawks. Mullett slows the pace down for a moment. Near that midcourt line, now dribbles it to the foul line, and going to be a foul called, a reach-in foul called. Third team foul called now on the Smithies.
Yeah, and Smithville fans were looking for a turnover travel there on Ashley. They might have an argument.
Right, and instead, the fourth personal foul now on Cameron Wickens. So Highland to inbound, midway into the front court on the far side. Stutzman's pass goes to Ashley Mullet, double team. Now back to Stutzman. Left wing to Trish Troyer. Dribbles it, her pass out top, stolen away. Into the front court on the fast break. Drive. Scoop shot. Cameron Wickens. No good. Wild shot missed. Rebound goes to Ashley Mullett. After Highland's 10th turnover, they'll dodge that bullet. But she'll throw it away on a cross court pass. Stolen by Allie Wickens. Deflected. Goes out of bounds off of Stutzman. And Smithville will have the basketball.
What a good hustle play by Mallory Stutzman there to save the bucket for
yes.
Highland.
And now Macy Mullett in, but not before a timeout. 3:19 to go, 43-39 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
A single-family home located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $450,000. This property was built in 2017 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 1,713 square feet, located in the Hawks Landing subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Once again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube tonight. Of course, that'll be courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. We're also on FM95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Three-pointer off the inbound pass, knocked down by Cameron Wickens.
Her first of the night is a big one.
7 points. Makes it a one-point ball game. Highland up by one. Pass inside by Mullett. Now top back to Mullett to Joplin Yoder on the right post. Into the corner now. Grab by Mast to Ashley Mullett. High on the right. She'll dribble to the foul line. Runner by Mullett. Off the glass and good. She got it to go.
Why do you use the glass?
14 points, Ashley Mullett. 45-42 Highland. Smithies basketball. Under 3 minutes to play. Maddie Singer gets the hand off. On the left wing, grabbed by Audrey Seidel, dumps it inside, deflected, knocked to the floor, and goes out of bounds off of Stutzman's hands, so it will stay with Smithville.
Yeah, that started inside with Ashley Mullis, denied defense there. And, boy, she's tired right now, and she should be.
No doubt. 2:38 to play, 45-42 Highland. Maddie Singer to inbound. Lobs it out top, goes to Allie Wickens, dumps it inside to Leah Kibe. Left wing now to Seidel. Back to Leah Kibe to the corner. Goes out top to Cameron Wickens. Dribbles the left wing. Cross-court pass received by Allie Wickens. She'll dribble it. Allie crossover to the foul line. Kicks it left wing back to Cameron Wickens. Now dribbles it to the top of the key. Has it right wing. Backs it into the right post. Now to cutting Maddie Singer. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Gets called for the charge as she ran into Macy Mullet.
Yeah, Macy Mullet did a great job. She saw that coming, knew right where the driving lane was, and she just stood there and waited and took the physicality of it.
She did. First personal on Maddie Singer. Fourth team foul also on the Smithies. 2:10 to play. 45-42 Lady Hawks. 1-2-2 press on by Smithville. Joplin Yoder's pass in the backcourt to Macy Mullet. Now to Ashley, she'll cross the timeline. Double team, and pulling turnover away. It was stolen by Smithville. Pass inside. Juggled, the foul called on Macy Mullet, defending Leah Kibe.
Yeah, good foul there. That was going to need a bucket for Smithville.
Fourth personal on Macy Mullet. It is a double bonus situation. That came after the 12th turnover on Highland. And it'll be Leah Kibe at the foul line. 5'8 sophomore, averaging 4 points per game. A 47% free throw shooter. That free throw is good, though. First point tonight for Leah Kibe. Timeout called, 1:54 to go. 45-43 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Fiker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fiker Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fiker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fiker Concrete.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Again, a reminder to stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors. We'll have all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. And, Troy, occasionally you come across a game or just another team just refusing to lose. It seems like that's the case between two teams tonight.
Well, that's definitely the case here tonight. You can tell neither one of them wants to give up this game here. This has been a ferocious ball game.
Leah Kibe at the foul line for her second free throw. She made the first one before the timeout. Second one also is good for
Leah Kibe. Ice water in her veins.
Her first 2 points tonight, 45-44 Highland, back to a one-point lead, and they had the ball. 1:48 to play. Ashley Mullet has it. Highland spreads the four. Mullet, pass left side, goes to Mallory Stutzman. Dribbles out top, gets the handoff down to Evie Mass. Now back over to Ashley Mullet, high on the right side. Mullet jab step, 1.5 to go in the fourth. Mullet starts that and now backs it up near the midcourt line. 1 point lead for the Lady Hawks. 1:20 to play. On the left wing, back to Evie Mass. Cross court pass to Stutzman now. Dribbles it, now picks it up. Stutzman gets the handoff now to Ashley Mullet. Tight defense by Singer. Mullet dribbles it. And finally going to be a foul called, I believe, on Singer, the 15th foul, so it'll be a double bonus.
Singer was trying to get that ball away. She's got a set of quick hands out there too,
yes.
Matt.
Here's second personal foul. Ashley Mullet will be at the foul line. That free throw's up and good. 15 points now, Ashley Mullet. Three of those in the fourth. Ellie Haberger checking back in. Trish Troyer and Evie Mast out. Also, Macy Mullet checking back in. Second free throw by Ashley Mullet is good. Makes them both. 3-point lead for Highland, 47-44. 1:09 to go. And for Smithville, it's Cameron Wickens who has the basketball. works it against Hamburger in the front court. Bounce pass down the left wing. Back out top from Leah Kive, the Maddie Singer. Singer backs it up. Back out top, three-pointer by Seidel. Top of the key, going to be no good. Bree Van Hover grabbed by Leah Kive. 50 stole the basketball to Cameron Wickens now, high on the right side. And going to be a timeout called by Smithville. 45 seconds to go. Highland 47, Smithville 44. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Carrie Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Three-point ball game, 47-44. You mentioned both teams kind of getting what they want out of this, Troy, here. He kind of checks all the boxes, right? A big physical battle here, a lot of strategy down to the wire, everything you want here to kind of prepare you for those big games.
Well, it is, and if this game doesn't get you ready for tournaments, nothing will. And, you know, this is a great game for the coaches here as well. They've got situations to figure out here, so this is a great tune-up, and we've had a dandy here tonight.
No doubt, Highland on the floor here. It'll be out there, Macy Mullett, Joplin Yoder, Ashley Mullett on the floor, Ellie Hamburger, as well as Mallory Stutzman. For Smithville, Leah Kive is out there for the Smithies. Also, Cameron Wickens, Allie Wickens to inbound the basketball. And also out there is Audrey Seidel as well. Cameron Wickens has it to the front court. Maddie Singer, of course, on the floor. She'll have it now right of the foul circle. Drive to the baseline. Shot by Singer. High in the air. No good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball after they get that big stop. Ashley Mullett across the timeline. Pass near side goes to Hamburger. To Stutzman. Guarded tightly at midcourt and a timeout by Highland. 23 seconds to play. A 47-44 Highland advantage. Back after this on WKLM.
Sugar Valley Meats is an old-fashioned butcher shop offering a complete line of fresh cuts of beef and pork prepared right on site. Sugar Valley Meats has specials for the big game starting February 5th through the 17th on beef fillets for $27.99 per pound, beef strip steaks for $12.99 per pound, boneless pork chops for $3.99 per pound, bratwurst for $3.99 per pound, and Gerber party wings for $2.99 per pound. For great quality service and competitive prices, stop by Sugar Valley Meats today or call 330-852-4 423 to place your order.
Highland basketball out of the timeout. Up by three. 23 seconds to go. Sussman inbounds it at side court. They're past the backcourt to Ashley Mullett. She'll race right to defender Leah Kive. Mullett now finally grabbed on a foul by Leah Kive. That'll be her third personal, and now two more free throws for Ashley Mullett.
Yeah, there was no doubt they wanted to get the ball in Ashley's hands there and send her to the free throw line.
19 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, and you want to get a sense just how good both teams are. You talked about, Troy, just how good they've been both sides of the foul line.
They have done an amazing job here tonight as Highland remains perfect as Ashley knocks that one down.
Ashley Mullett now up to 5 points in the fourth quarter with that free throw made. He has 17 for the ballgame. That free throw's up, going to be no good. Rebound, going to be knocked out of bounds. And it will be Smithville basketball.
That will be Highland's first miss on the night.
18 seconds, 48-44 Highland. Two-possession game, Smithville basketball. Singer to the front court. Crossover out top, 12 seconds. Pass inside, grabbed now by Allie Wickens. Wickens to the lane, spins around. Her scoop shot is no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Joplin Yoder. And after the rebound, going to be a whistle blown, and I believe a foul call with 2.8 seconds to go. And Highland going to have it, and the Lady Hawks, after that, the foul on Cameron Wickens. She'll foul out Will Wickens now with 7 points with 2.8 seconds to play. Looks like Highland's going to pull out this win in Troy, but certainly well-earned tonight.
Well, it was well-earned. It was a gut check here for Highland, but here, just been an outstanding game played by both teams here tonight. Joplin Yoder's had an amazing night on the board. She's got 7 rebounds.
And that is to go along with 17 points for her this evening. 48-44 lead for Highland. You know Highland's talented, and rare isn't you to find a team that has the effort level that Highland has. We've seen that from Smithville tonight.
Well, yeah, I think their effort's been match punch for punch here tonight, and this is what Highland won here, but just hats off to Smithville. I mean, this is the best 12-7 team in the state, Matt.
Without doubt. And that free throw up and no good. very strong Wayne County Athletic League this year. That second free throw is up, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound grabbed by Mallory Stutzman, and a time will run out. Highland pulls out the hard-fought road victory tonight as Highland defeats Smithville in non-conference action 48-44. Highland going to 18-2. They've won six straight. Smithville dropping to 12-7, and that snaps a two-game winning streak for the Smithies. Final score tonight, Highland 48 and Smithville 44. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM. Sierra Pacific Products are an MRB siding supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Trans-Zen replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRB Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
It is the final in girls basketball from the Berkey Fieldhouse. Highland gets the 48-44 victory over Smithville and a hard-fought win for Highland on the road tonight. For Highland, they jumped out to a 15-6 lead after one, but it was a pretty hard fought from that point forward. Smithville without score, Highland 10-9 in the second. Highland had an 8-point lead at halftime at 24-16. Highland outscoring Smithville 13-12 in the third quarter, and Highland had a 9-point lead at 37-28 through three, and the Lady Hawks outscoring the Smithies 11-6 in that final period. Highland gets the 4-point win, 48-44, to get the victory here for tonight. And for the two teams here, Highland leading the way for them. They had two players in double figures. Leading the way for Highland was Ashley Mullett as well as Joplin Yoder. As for Ashley, she was 2-for-6 from downtown, 3-for-10 from two-point range, also 6-for-8 from the foul line. Ashley Mullett had 17 points and in double figures for the 18th time on the season for Ashley Mullett. Also in double figures for Highland was a Joplin Yoder as for mission, as she went 0-for-1 on three-point tries, but also 6-for-10 from two-point range and 5-for-5 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder also had 17 points, and for her, that is the 13th time she's been in double figures on the season and just 3 points shy of tying her season high. Also scoring 7 points for Mallory Stutzman and 3 points for Evie Mast, 2 points apiece for Trish Troyer and Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 48. For Smithville, leading the way for them, it was Maddie Singer, who had an outstanding game this evening. As for the guard, she went 3-for-7 from three-point distance, 3-for-5 from two-point range, and 4-for-5 for the foul line. Maddie Singer finished up with a game high of 19 points. Also, Naomi Kibe, who fouled out with 4:40 to play, she would finish up in double figures, going 2-for-5 from three-point tries, and also 3-of-5 from two-point range. Naomi Kibe finished up with 12 points, and after that, it was 7 points for Cameron Wickens. She would foul out with just under 3 seconds to go. 4 points also with Allie Wickens. 2 points for Leah Kibe, running out the Smithies total of 44. Final score, Highland is the winner, 48-44 over Smithville. Now for the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matt. For Highland on the night, they would go 4 of 18 for 22% behind the arc, while Smithville 6 of 18, good for 33%. Smithies would go 13 of 21 from the field, good for 62%. Highland 12 of 28, 43%. Outstanding night from the free throw line, both teams. Highland would go 13 of 16, 82%. Smithville 6 of 7, 86%. Rebounding advantage goes to the Lady Hawks, 31-27 over Smithville. The Smithies committed 15 turnovers on the night, Highland just 12.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, 7 boards for Joplin Uter on the night, 3 at the offensive end to go along with her 17 points, and also 5 rebounds for Mallory Stutzman this evening, and also 4 boards apiece for Trish Troyer and Macy Mullen. For Smithville, individually, it was Allie Wickens, who had 7 rebounds to go along with 4 points this evening, and also 6 rebounds for Leah Kibe, and 4 boards for Maddie Singer. Highland is the winner, 48-44. Over Smithville, but nothing easy with this one for Highland to get this win.
Well, I don't think anybody was coming in here tonight looking for an easy road, and they didn't get it, Matt. It was a tough game, and what an entertaining game it was, but just a lot of good things going out there tonight. Both squads played an exceptionally good basketball game, and it was well worth the money.
Yeah, it certainly was here in our Six Bunnies player of the game. We'll go to Joplin Yoder, who had 17 points to go along with her 7 rebounds. We talked about just the battle she had inside with both Smithville's inside defenders.
Well, yeah, indeed. This was a game within a game tonight. I mean, Joplin Yoder was doing battle down there all night with Naomi Kibe, and then the Wickens girls both had their turns on our two. But I mean, the physicality down low tonight was as tough as I've seen maybe since that Reynoldsburg game in the Classic, and that was a physical basketball game. So, you know, Highland got the test they were looking for here tonight. This is what they wanted, and, you know, Smithville didn't disappoint. Smithville played an outstanding basketball game.
No question. It was a good one tonight. Highland able to pull out the victory, and Highland, as a result, they're going to improve their record now to 18-2 for the second-ranked team in Division IV. They've won 6 straight, and they're going to turn around and play on a Saturday in the IVC Showcase. They'll be that final game of the night, and they'll take on the North Division champion Strasburg on a Saturday night. For Smithville, dropped the loss. They'll go to 12-7. They've snapped a 2-game winning streak. They'll play on Thursday. Actually, play tomorrow night, and they'll play at Hillsdale for that contest. For us, we'll have girls basketball tomorrow. We'll have Madison and West Olds. West Olds will have a chance to clinch at least the share of the OCC title with the win tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you. And also Friday, 2 games, boys basketball. Lexington's at West Holmes, Highlands at Indian Valley. And Saturday afternoon, girls basketball, West Holmes at Triway. All those games being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. And we do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, Casey Claxon, as well as Carson Zoller, helping us bring you this video live stream coverage for this evening. Also, Kenna Howell. Kenna, her last night with us tonight, and we want to thank Kenna. She does just an outstanding job. And Troy, you know this, whenever you got her back there and the game's going on here, we know there's not going to be any problems.
Well, you know, Kenna, absolutely. We're going to miss you there. And Matt, you know, when we hear them voices in the background there, we know we're covered back at the station. Our girls do a good job. And Kenna, great job tonight. We're going to miss you.
We appreciate all you do. No question about that. But I'll wrap things up for us. Again, Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Croy. Reminder to stick around after the broadcast for High School Scoreboard of all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, Highland winner 48-44 over Smithville. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.